Would you introduce yourselves, please? Who wants to start?
You should start. I should start. I'm Pip from Pip Blom, and I sing and I play guitar.
My name is Darek. I play the bass in Pip Blom as well. Oh, wait, I'm in Pip Blom as well. Sounds weird. In the band.
I am Ginny, and I play the drums in the band Pip Blom.
So we've got Amsterdam, we've got Heavenly Records, we've got played really young in school, we've got first ever U.S. shows, we've got indie and DIY. So I want to start with the most important question. Band or artist with band?
Definitely band, yeah. I mean, I started out without a band because I couldn't find anyone to join me. So that's why I did it by myself. And then, yeah, then when I finished some songs, I asked people to have a listen, and then maybe they would like to join it then, because of course it can be a bit vague if you just ask people to join you to be in a band. So yeah, that's when we started out as a band. And I never do anything else than with other people, so yeah.
Did you just realize that being a solo artist just wasn't going to fulfill what you wanted, or did you just, you know, was it more about the music and realizing that you had to be surrounded by a lot more sounds?
Well, I think I knew from the beginning that I really wanted to do it with other people instead of just alone, because, yeah, it's just way more fun doing stuff with other people, I think. So, yeah, I think that's about it. And also you've got so many more possibilities to make different kind of songs with instruments if you've got more people. Otherwise you have to use computers or that kind of stuff, and I don't really like to rely on like a computer for my whole band sound, so I think this is just much more, yeah, it suits me more.
And it's a good name.
Yeah, so everybody here, it's hard to tell, but does everybody here have formal musical training? Would you each talk about that for a second? Did you all actually learn your instruments more formally than kind of like, you know?
No. Only the bass player knows what he's doing, basically. We're all just clowning around a bit.
Good clowning around.
Thanks.
I do not imagine that you just kind of picked up the drums one day and became as manic as you are.
Maybe not as manic, but... Well, none of us except the bass player have
formal training.
Yeah.
So that gets back to the famous term DIY. I want you to help me define DIY in terms of your band, number one. I know you're smiling because I'm not being facetious, but I am to an extent, because these terms get put about, right? And, you know, number one, the second you're signed to a real label, are you DIY anymore? And is it more just a kind of a way of thinking about what you do and the way you do the music?
Yeah, I think it definitely all started out a lot as DIY, because it was just home recordings, putting it on Spotify ourselves, reaching out to other people to get shows, all that kind of stuff. But then as soon as it gets a bit bigger, it's really nice if someone else can do that kind of stuff, because otherwise you don't have any time to make music. At least that's what I felt about it. But I still think you're right, it's not really all DIY anymore, but I still do a lot. And also I try to talk about everything that's happening as well. So for example, is there going to be a radio edit? What's it going to sound like? What's the artwork looking like? What videos are we going to do? What is marketing campaign, all that kind of stuff. I'm very involved, so it's not completely DIY, but I think because I started out doing it all myself, I noticed how important it is to be involved in that kind of stuff, because there's a certain things that I do want and certain things that I don't want.
There is kind of family involvement in a dad that's got a pretty long history. So growing up, how aware were you of kind of the level that your dad was playing at?
I think I wasn't really aware of that because, well, the thing we did notice was they took us to lots of gigs and festivals. Yeah. To us, it felt normal, and it was. But it wasn't like they were. So they were telling stories because our mum was their sound guy of the band, sound guy, sound engineer, whatever you want to call it. They were telling lots of stories about shows they'd played or weird stuff they had experienced being in the band. But our dad really never played his music because, it's the same as I don't really want to play my songs to people when I'm in the room. I think he played it like once or twice in the car. But then because of those stories, it kind of planted a seed like in the back of my head thinking this sounds really cool. Getting to play in England so much, but also they did like, I think, Czech Republic and Poland and all that kind of stuff. So
when we were growing up, he wasn't playing shows anymore, you know, that was in the past as well. He was doing something, he was still working in music, but he didn't have anything to do with Eden Krupp anymore, and our mom wasn't the sound gal anymore. They were just working on a music platform, so it wasn't as direct. It was just stories.
Yeah,
from back
that's
in the day.
True.
Let's talk about the sound. So I experienced you last night for the first time and watched the crowd. Where was a moment that you knew that this band had a point of view, that this was going to be her completely thrashing on the drums at the speed of light, so kinetically that you think she's going to go flying off the stage, you know, and yet you're relatively chill until you really start shredding?
So we've had a few different lineups, and we've been together as these four people since September. But I think, so me and my brother, we've been in the band since the beginning. And one of our first support tours was with a Dutch band called Ken Shaker Pie. And we used to watch their shows, and they went like completely crazy on stage, so much energy, and that inspired us a lot, I think, especially because we were very shy and just standing still and all that kind of stuff. So I think that was the first moment I really realized that I wanted to have as much energy on stage as possible. Then we found Jeannie, and that we saw we saw her playing in a different band, and our drummer had decided to quit our band, so we asked her if she would be open to play in our band as well. And then the bass player, like a half year later, the bass player quit the band. So then we found Derek, and I think this has definitely been the most energetic like lineup we've had so far, and I think we will ever have. But it's, yeah, the thing is, it's just we're having lots of fun, so it's not about being super tight or like making no mistakes whatsoever. It's just about having fun and kind of letting people know the energy, I guess. Well, as you're playing, do you mean?
If it's Jesus. If you're having a lot of fun on stage, then you just get so much energy from this. It just gets more mental and mental sometimes.
What is the filter for a song of this band? How do you know that is a song that fits this band?
If you like it, basically.
Yeah, I think that's it. But you know, I think it's just
you just write a song and you like it.
Yeah,
and then you know
I
it's
like
a good song.
If I like the song, it's going to be for the band. I think that's it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if I don't...
No, but you've never written like any songs for any other projects.
No.
So there's no Pip Blom songs and other project songs. No, it's just the songs Pip makes.
Yeah, I think because I haven't been writing for that long, I also haven't really tried like really weird stuff yet. So maybe if I'm going crazy one day and I make like a weird electronic album and it doesn't fit our group as totally, then I'm maybe then, but I think, we would be able to perform it. And I really don't want like a synth player, like a fifth guy or something.
I I don't really agree. Sorry, I got. Because before we recorded the album, there were a lot more songs. We had more songs than actually ended up in the album, and then.
Yeah, but I mean, the songs are still like, they didn't make it, but they're still. I think if you would have a listen, you could still think that. You think you would still recognize it?
You are now signed to a label that a lot of bands aspire to be signed to. Did you get approached by a lot of did you have demos at that point? Did you have a few independent things out, and then were you approached by a bunch of labels and then kind of settled in?
We had already released lots of singles and I think one EP. And I made a whole demo record at home, like with 16 or 17 demos. I think we sent it to a few people, but we've talked to a few different labels and then...
How did you know Heavenly was the one? What did they say to you that made you believe that they were going to represent this music that you obviously take very seriously, that they were going to represent it well?
So we had a few conversations with different people, and the one with Heavenly was the one where we got into an argument, we started discussing something, and I really liked that because at that point I felt like they were really invested. They were really invested in what they wanted and they were listening to what we wanted as well, but then... we had to figure out a way how to do it. So that's the point where I thought, okay, they are willing to think about doing stuff differently than like the usual, because I wanted something weird. So I think that was really important for me because I felt like I was being listened to.
I like this quote. We don't like perfect sounds.
I think... I do like perfect sounds, but I don't like polished sounds. So perfect sound to me is some... For example, I've got this pedal, and it's like a really cheap pedal. It costs like $17, and it's my favorite sound ever.
It's a perfect sound.
It is a perfect sound, but it's not polished.
It sounds horrible.
At all. It's
yeah.
Like if our first drummer ever, he was like, this pedal sucks so much. But to me, it's a perfect sound.
I get it.
I think... We're always looking for weird and quirky sounds that feel perfect to us.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs as the bread on the outside. And then we're going to go around really fast at the speed of light and pick other songs.